Tomorrow is March 11th, M11, or 11M, as it's known in Spain. It is the first anniversary of the commuter train bombings in Madrid that killed 191 people and injured more than 1,000 others. Since then, Spanish authorities have detained around 150 terrorist suspects, and a disquieting picture is being drawn of who was behind the attack and why it was carried out. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid on the emerging links between September 11, 2001 and March 11, 2004.
In the year that has passed since the packed commuter trains exploded into balls of fire, Spain has been trying to get over March 11th. The infamous day has become known here as 11M or 11M. A Spanish media reports on plans to commemorate the one-year anniversary. A revealing picture of the hows and the whys of the attack has come into focus. José María Irujo, an investigative reporter for the newspaper El País, is the author of a book on the 11M investigation called Spain, Invaded by the Jihad. In it, he describes how the suspects started arriving in Spain back in the 70s. They were fleeing crackdowns on political Islam, mainly in Syria and Algeria. By the 90s, they were already preparing for a major attack, like the Madrid train bombings, and signing up jihad warriors, or mujahideen.
No está clara todavía cuál fue la orden definitiva para el ataque.
It's not yet clear who gave the final order for the attack, but these people had been recruiting mujahideen, organizing themselves, and proselytizing in our country for more than a decade, he says. Irujo says Spanish police were so caught up in the fight against terrorism by Basque separatists that they missed a crucial chance to uncover preparations for the 9/11 attacks in the United States. The author says the hijackers' leader, Mohamed Atta, came to Spain in the summer of 2001. He attended an al-Qaeda meeting where the targets for 9/11 were selected. There was vital support given to the cell that carried out the September 11th attack, and Spain was not chosen by coincidence, he says. The al-Qaeda rendezvous here was allegedly made possible by a Syrian immigrant known as Imad Yarkas, alias Abu Dada. He was allegedly al-Qaeda's point man in Spain.
Y cuando son detenidos sus principales dirigentes en el año 2001, los pocos que quedan en libertad se...
When Abu Dada and his followers were arrested in late 2001, those still at large recruited other militants to form a new cell and carry out the March 11th attack, he says. Spanish authorities also believe that al-Qaeda's motive for the March 11th bombing was more revenge for Abu Dada's arrest than Spanish support for the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Fernando Reynares is a senior advisor on terrorism to the Spanish government.
Well, it is true that many Spaniards tend to link March 11th with our presence in Iraq. This is a serious misunderstanding of the threat.
He says the threat to Spain continues and points to the recent arrest of members of another radical Islamist cell accused of plotting to blow up the National Court in Madrid. Despite that continued threat, life in Spain continues much like before. Extra guards have been posted at train stations, but security at airports and other public venues is not visibly tighter than in the days when Basque terrorists were the main threat. Reynares, the government expert, says Spain has no need for its own versions of the Department of Homeland Security or a Patriot Act.
Our experience in fighting terrorism teaches us that it is wise not to overreact.
He says Spain's fight against terrorism respects the rule of law and the rights of citizens. The Spanish government can claim some success. Government sources say nearly all of those suspected of involvement in the Madrid bombing are behind bars. But al-Qaeda's alleged leader in Europe, Moroccan Amr al-Azizi, has escaped along with four or five others. Authorities fear they may be planning further attacks. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.